The Click and Go Travel Podcast, fueling your wanderlust with far-flung, off-the-beaten-track destinations to just across the water and everything in between.
Welcome back this week. In studio with Paul and I, we have Linda Ryan, our USA product manager, and Kathleen Marr from our social team. Today, our holiday topic is Nashville, the home of country music. Hi, everyone. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, so y'all.
Hee-haw. Great. So Nashville is new with Aer Lingus. It's year-round. It's four times a week. Very exciting new route. We've seen some really good numbers booking to go to Nashville, which is great. So we have our Nashville experts in with us today. Kathleen, the cheerleader of Nashville, and Linda as well. So tell us about Nashville and what makes Nashville wow.
You've called it out as being your favorite city in the US.
It is my favorite city. And do you know, it's so different than anywhere else you've ever been. What I love about it is I just feel that there's an energy there and there's something that's just like an undercurrent that runs through everything. As Jill called out, it's the home of country music, but I feel like it's the home of music in general. It's where songwriters from all around the world reside. I'm a huge music fan, all genres. And I just think that pulse and that energy is just evident throughout the city. So no matter what you do, what attractions you visit, where you eat, where you stay, there's something magic about Nashville. And it's so hard to articulate what that is. But to me, there's just, it's just, I don't know, it's music in its soul, which I suppose is why it's called Music City.
Yeah.
And that just captures me.
Wow, that's goosebumps.
It is. Yeah. Like, it's not the same thing, but if you go to Disney, it has a magic. Nashville has its own magic, and I don't think many cities in the world can say that they have that sort of undercurrent of magic.
Definitely not US cities. You tend to go for different reasons or for other things to do, whereas with Nashville, it really comes across as the atmosphere, the people, the vibe.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a real buzzy city, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the music is amazing. Like, they'll have the best songwriters, singer-songwriters trying to be famous. Taylor Swift was discovered in one of the bars.
Wow.
Just with her guitar. So big music artists have been discovered just strumming away in the bars. So the music is amazing. And it's not just country music.
Yeah,
it's
that's what it seems to be.
Yeah. So you'll go into a bar on Broadway and it's three different levels, but you'll have three different types of music on each level.
So Broadway is one of the streets in Nashville.
So Broadway is like five blocks of like bars, restaurants, where music happens from 11 o'clock in the morning till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, wow. And were you telling me that those bars are free to enter? There's no fee. Like, you're going to get these artists, no cover charge.
No cover charge.
Like, they are honky tonks. And like, when we were there on our trip, we went from probably more modern style bars to like the more traditional country bars, which was felt like we were nearly in a Wild West film in some of the ones we were in with all the cowboy boots on the wall versus some of the others as well that have the big stage and feels very much like a music venue that we'd be used to here in Ireland. So there's a real great variety in style to suit everybody along the strip and along Broadway itself. And now as well, like, a lot of really big country stars are opening a lot of their own bars there too. Luke Combs has his own venue, again, multi-level. Blake Shelton, it's amazing. It's just, it's everywhere. You can't escape that that musical magic. It's throughout the whole city. It's fabulous.
So it's country music, but every genre as well. Because I think, like, even Beyonce, like, moving into mainstream with taking country in, I think it's just that extending that kind of audience and fan base.
Like, if you think back to, it's had all the greats have recorded most of their big hits there, and we'll get into some of the wonderful attractions you can visit in a minute. But if you think back to even the era of Elvis and Dolly, right up to 2025, Irish artist Dermot Kennedy released a song yesterday, and he said in the release on his social media that he wrote it on his very first day in Nashville on a trip last year.
Wow.
So it captures all music types. He's obviously not a country singer. He's incredible. Yeah, yeah. I'm a
great
huge fan.
Singer. Oh,
absolutely.
Love him.
And he spends time there. And I think it's because of that undercurrent and that pulse of magic. And it is the place where, you know, we don't know the songwriters that exist in the world. We know the artists who sing all these major songs.
Of course, yeah.
But Nashville is actually the home of a lot of these people, and you can go see them perform. One venue we went to was called The Listening Room. And we went there and we had dinner, and it's an intimate kind of dining venue, but it's songwriters singing to you. So I can't remember their names. That's terrible, I know. But when they spoke about the songs that they wrote, we were all like, oh my God, you wrote that song? And they are the people who are doing this for huge artists.
So the songwriters are kind of the hidden talent. piece and the unknown names.
And they're very recognized there. And I think that's another kind of thing with Nashville. Like the Songwriter Hall of Fame is a really cool attraction to visit. Absolutely loved it. Along with all of the other wonderful things you can do. So it's just, I don't know, I think there's so much to it. There's a lot
of
layers.
It just sounds brilliant.
Oh, it's incredible. And on that stream, while we're talking music, like Studio B is my favorite thing that I've done
Studio
there.
Studio B was my favorite.
Really? Tell us about it. What is it?
So we took a taxi from Broadway to it. So it's a little bit further up town, Nashville. But like we were there in 10 minutes, say. But it's in a residential area. Like you wouldn't even know it was there. And you just see the sign outside, RCA Studio B. And it's, you go into it and it's exactly the way it was when the likes of Elvis recorded all his great hits. Dolly recorded all her great hits. And it's a very small studio. So they have to kind of limit the numbers as they go in. But it's just, you get goosebumps in it because they're telling you the stories of when Elvis was here and how he recorded this song and how he got one particular song, how he got everybody out of the room because it just wasn't feeling the way he wanted it to go. Got everybody out of the room and it was just him and his guitarist. And it was just like,
it's incredible.
And then they played the actual recording, like the real recording on the day. And you just get goosebumps, don't you?
Like that song was Are You Lonesome Tonight? And he recorded it in the middle of the night. So when they play the recording, they dim the lights. So you're sitting in the pitch black, as Elvis did. You're beside his piano as well, which is still there. You can get your pictures with it. You can touch it. It's still in the studio. And I have never had any experience like that when they dimmed those lights and they played that recording.
Yeah.
It was so eerie.
And it was just his voice all over the studio.
It was crazy. And the acoustics, obviously, because it hasn't been touched in all those years. It's exactly how he would have experienced it. It was amazing.
So you go and you can do tours of the actual studio.
Yeah,
and
the tour itself lasts an hour. And it's very reasonable to do. We sell all the tours. So, you know, you can just give us a call and we'll book the tours on. But it's an hour long. You get to see all the kind of memorabilia on the walls, the pictures of when they were there. And then you actually get into the studio where they record the music. Yeah. And then they go through different things and different stories.
I could be wrong because I did so much when I was there. But I think that's where Dolly Parton recorded I Will Always Love You.
Yeah.
And she wrote that for her co-worker. I would have assumed it was about a husband or something. But it was for her male co-worker who she worked with for a very long time. And they had a really good relationship. And she was moving on to pursue her music. And so you hear really good stories and stuff.
Nashville were in town yesterday. We met a load of them and some of the people from Tennessee. And they're all about the storytelling.
Oh, yeah.
And the songwriting.
Yeah. And I think that's what makes it really special. Like another really cool thing, and any country fan will know about it, but perhaps those who haven't considered before might not. But the Grand Ole Opry is like a Nashville institution. And it's a live show that you visit, you buy your tickets, you don't know who's going to be performing. They're huge artists that perform every week. But the really unique thing about that is it's actually a live radio broadcast and it plays all over the world. So people will have it in their cars or whatever locally, but you can listen online. So when they're performing to you in the Grand Ole Opry itself, that's being broadcast on radio around the world. And it's all about stories, which is what makes it really special. And each artist that comes on tells a story as to what they're about to sing and why they're singing it. It's magic.
That's really cool. So unique.
Yeah.
It's magic.
And so experiential in terms of everybody's looking to do something different or something they haven't done. Ever since we started looking at it as a destination, it's definitely on the to-do list for me.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about the Grand Ole Opry.
So the Grand Ole Opry is 100 years old this year. So it's a really big year as well for them. They're going to have some big names coming in and out of the and doing the show over the course of the year. And again, it's very reasonable. The tickets are really reasonable. You can actually do a backstage tour as well if you want. I think you did that.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit outside of Nashville, the Grand Ole Opry.
So it's about 15 minutes in a taxi from downtown, from Broadway, say. So about $25 in a taxi.
Fine.
Yeah.
And there's lots around it actually as well, just before we move on from it. There's a Madame Tussauds next door, there's shopping.
Yeah, the big outlets, Opry Mills, is right beside it.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's, we were there as well.
And it's
really
a full music venue, restaurant inside, or very much just a theatre. Like I'm trying to get
it's kind of theatre-like, I would say.
It's like a theatre, It used to take place in the Ryman Auditorium, which is downtown, which is a really old historic building. Mm. And then they moved it out to Opryland.
Okay.
So that's where it sits now. But they closed down Opryland during January and it moves back into the Ryman. But the Ryman Auditorium is another big attraction. And there's shows that take place there as well. Not the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah. And like major singers, not country, that we would know all have performed in the Ryman. So okay. You can see really cool people perform there too.
And for the Grand Ole Opry, is that every day? Is it during the day, the evening?
No, it's only a couple of times a week.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think it's 3 nights a week it's on, including a Saturday night.
But another very affordable.
Yeah, really affordable as
and
well.
As you say, we include it in some of our packages.
Yeah, we include it in our packages as well. So, and very affordable. It's not expensive to do these attractions.
If you're a big fan as well, I really recommend the backstage tour. It was fantastic.
Okay.
You get to come in through the artist entrance. Being inducted into the Grand Ole Opry is a really big thing in American country music. So you kind of walk down that sort of hall of fame. You see the dressing rooms where they get ready that were also used in the TV show Nashville, if anybody used to watch it. I loved it when it was on. It was great. And you get to go onto stage and stand in the iconic circle that's been there 100 years and stand where the stars stand. It's a really cool experience. And again, very immersive, very much about
that
story.
That was the word I was looking for, immersive and experiential. And so that's Studio B, the Ryman Auditorium, the Grand Ole Opry. You briefly mentioned the Honky Tonks and they're on Broadway, that five blocks area downtown with all the bars. And also, tell us about the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Oh, it's great. Do you know, you might appreciate it from different views, but I'll go first. So I love Taylor Swift. So she has a huge part of it. It's many, many floors. It's absolutely huge. And I'm just mentioning Taylor because obviously she started as country, but she is in country now.
Yeah.
So it has costumes from her tours in it. One of the really cool things that stood out for me, again, I'm an Elvis fan too, was one of his cars is on display. It's gold plated. It's the biggest car I've ever seen in my life.
And his gold piano is there as well.
Isn't it brilliant? Mm. And it goes around kind of in a loop. It's ginormous. But I think any music
Dolly
fan
Parton
would appreciate
as well
it.
With all her costumes.
Yeah.
And like, she's tiny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God, she's so small.
And absolutely everybody loves Dolly.
I know, you can't beat her. Some of her costumes are in the Ryman as well, actually, in the background on display. So, but yeah, Dolly's everywhere. We love a bit of Dolly. Yeah.
You'd easily spend about 2 hours walking around the different exhibits.
And Nashville itself is quite small. Like, it's smaller than Dublin population. Less than what we have in Dublin.
Yeah.
So obviously very easy to get around, very easy to navigate and manage.
I think the best places to stay, if we can talk a little bit about the hotels, is probably in the downtown area close to Broadway. But there's also another area called Music Row, which is about 10, 15 minutes from downtown. So that's where we've kind of focused all our hotels. Mm-hmm. So you'll see a great range of different types of hotels, different star ratings on our website.
And another cool area in downtown to touch on too, where we have Broadway, as you were saying, is Printer's Alley, which I think is a bit of a hidden gem. It's a very old industrial street and it's got really cool kind of off the beaten track bars, coffee clubs.
Speakeasy
kind
bars.
Kind of speakeasies. Yeah, I did a speakeasy actually in an old mansion house.
Speakeasy?
Like a hidden bar.
Okay.
Yeah. So I remember actually it was our first night there and we walked through this neighborhood. It was pitch black. It was a neighborhood and there were these really old colonial like mansion houses. And we were trying to find a particular number to get into this hidden pub. It was a lot of fun.
So like it's just a door.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then
you knock.
You have a number or a code.
Oh, very cool.
And then you go in and it's just this amazing bar then inside.
Oh,
you wouldn't even know it was there.
I think there's a lot of surprises with Nashville. That was a really cool experience. I also did axe throwing.
Yes. Be careful. Be careful of Kathleen.
That was on Broadway. That was a lot of fun. We had some food in the same venue and then we did a bit of axe throwing. And there was great history as well. Like we did just outside at the outskirts, probably about 15, 20 minute drive from memory. We did the Belmead Plantation. So if you're into history, that was a really great visit. If you're into wines and cheeses, they do great tastings there. So that was a lot of fun as well. And something a bit different if you're into the kind of history side of things too.
And their dining there is...
Oh my God, the food.
The restaurants are fabulous, aren't they?
Yeah. So good.
Really good dining.
And it sounds like it's much more affordable because we are hearing that the States is getting expensive. In terms of affordability, is Nashville...
It wouldn't be as expensive as New York, say. Probably New York would probably be the most expensive.
Yeah.
But I think in general, the US, I mean, not really to eat. It's more the alcohol prices are probably a lot more expensive than here.
Okay.
You're just going to have to budget for that if you do decide to go to the States.
Yeah.
And of course, speaking of food, you have to try Hattie B's, which is Nashville's hot chicken. That's where hot chicken originated from. And it's really nice and it's a really cool thing to do and it's very local. So add that to your food list if you're going and you like spicy.
And then if we kind of come back to the idea around ideal duration there, like Aer Lingus, as Jill was saying, start mid-April, flying direct from Dublin to Nashville. four times a week, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. So it is really brilliant because you're going to have the pre-clearance in Dublin. You're going to land. You're right in the center of everything. You're very close to your hotel. Duration-wise, Linda, what's your recommendation?
If I was just doing Nashville alone, I would stay for 5 nights.
Yeah.
So if I was in and out of Nashville and go nowhere else, I would do 5 nights. Now, Memphis is very close to Nashville, so it's only about a 3-hour drive. So you can hire a car. You don't need a car in Nashville itself, but leave in Nashville, hire the car down to Memphis. And I would stay 2, maybe 3 nights in Memphis.
Okay.
So that would be the ideal duration. Then if you wanted to go further again and go as far as New Orleans and do the three big ones, I'd probably add on another 3 to 4 nights. But I would stop halfway between Memphis and New Orleans in a place maybe like Natchez or Vicksburg, because for 1 night, just to break it up.
Yeah.
Two great towns, loads of history, loads of all those plantations all around.
So this direct flight is really opening up the Deep South kind of thing. Memphis or Nashville, Memphis, New Orleans, and as you say, some of those plantation houses on the way.
And then you could fly home from New Orleans. There's BA into London, or you can fly JetBlue back up to Boston.
And then connect with Aer Lingus.
Yeah.
But 5 nights. So give us an idea, just so we have like kind of ballpark figures.
Yeah. We have a really good package at the moment for travel in November, which is $969 per person. So that includes your direct flights. It includes your hotel in a downtown location.
For 5 nights?
For 5 nights. Your breakfast is included, which is a big thing because you're saving yourself
money.
That's
going to save money, yeah.
And then we have included the three attractions, which is the Studio B, Country Music Hall of Fame, and the Grand Ole Opry tickets.
That's amazing.
For $969 per person.
That's based amazing. On two sharing. That two is less sharing. Than 1,000. Yeah. Return direct flights with Aer Lingus, 5 nights in Nashville, and an entrance to those three venues. That is amazing value.
And we also have a really good package as well for $1,499, which includes 3 nights in Memphis. So it includes the Country Music Hall of Fame, 3 nights in Memphis in a hotel in a downtown location, and also the VIP tickets into Graceland.
Oh my God.
Amazing.
Yeah. For Elvis.
And your car hire, to get you from Nashville to Memphis.
And then you would drive back to Nashville for the direct flight
back
home.
Because
it's only 3 hours. It's only 3 hours from Nashville to Memphis.
Yeah.
And it's only 3 hours from Nashville in the other direction to Dollywood in Pigeon Forge.
Yeah. So that's another thing you can do. And Pigeon Forge is out like where the Smoky Mountains region is. So it's really scenic. You can stay a couple of nights in Nashville or do your 5 nights in Nashville and go to maybe the Smoky Mountains region where Dollywood is and spend a couple of nights there exploring and then drive back to Nashville.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah. Oh my God. So many options and so many nice things to do.
There's other tours as well you can do from Nashville, like the Jack Daniel's Distillery in Lynchburg.
Sounds good. Tell me.
So that's about a half an hour's drive from Nashville itself. So you can do a day trip out to and do the distillery tour. We did that. That was really
interesting. That fits in with the Tennessee whiskey kind of theme. Because like for anybody who doesn't know, Nashville is in the state of Tennessee. So Tennessee whiskey, lovely. 30 minutes away.
30 minutes away. Yeah. And you do the full tour and then you do the whiskey tasting at the end. It was really interesting.
Yeah.
And how they make the Jack Daniels. Yeah.
I think this destination, like people could go previously and it was going via A, B or C. The ability to get in direct and the direct flights are really bringing down the price.
Yeah.
And that's going to be really good. And I heard Aer Lingus talking about the aircraft on this. It's their brand new A321 XLR, which is really sustainable, low fuel burn, really quiet, really lovely experience for the passengers. And that's the aircraft that's going to be operating on this route.
Yeah, it's great.
So you got to get on to Click and Go and get it booked. We've all the work done. We have the experts in-house. We've done loads of training. We had all of the Nashville people in yesterday with us. So we're all set. Everything is there, ready to go.
Yes, so we're ready to take your bookings. Great. Well, thanks very much for joining us today. If you'd like to follow us on our social media, we are on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and we're also on YouTube if you'd like to check us out. And if you have any suggestions and anything you'd like to hear from our podcast, please email us in at podcast@clickandgo.com. Thanks for listening and thanks for joining us, Linda.
Thanks, Kathleen. Thanks a million for all that info.